Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. I'm Carly, your host, and thank you so much for clicking on today's episode. I'm so happy and grateful that you just decided to once again listen to me talk. And yes, like, how has your day been going, your morning been going, or your week? Like, obviously this depends on when you're listening to the episode, but I hope you're just having a wonderful day, or you have been having a wonderful day and making this week, this day, this morning yours, because you deserve it and you just should make the best out of every single situation. And I think I pretty much have these past few days, like, been having kind of nice days. Even though I've been just following my routine, doing all the basics, it still feels nice to just do everything you love, you know? So I hope you have been doing the same. And yeah, well, in today's episode, I will be sharing some tips on how to stay fit during the holidays. I know that Thanksgiving was around 3 weeks ago, but because I'm not American, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, and I didn't really see the point on releasing an episode about, like, staying fit during the holidays if I am not really in a holiday, you know? So I know that Christmas is in 2 weeks, New Year's is in about 3 weeks, which is crazy because the year is literally ending and it feels like nothing. Like, this year went by so fast and I still can't believe that. But now I think it's the perfect time to just kind of start thinking ahead, you know? So that's why I think, for me personally, it's a nice time to release this episode. But yes, I will be sharing some tips, and I know that staying fit during the holidays, like, is one of the best feelings, but sometimes it's just difficult and not really realistic for everyone because you can't go out, you can't really go to the gym every single day, or you can't hit your step goals sometimes, and that is fine too, and that's why I just want to share some tips on, well, maybe these can help you actually, like, get your step goal, go to the gym every day, but I don't know, like, these are just a few tips which I like to implement when it's the holiday season, and also I think these are, like, pretty helpful just to stay fit over the holidays, you know? So, yeah, I think before I start, I do want to share my highs and lows of this week. And I've been sitting here for 5 minutes straight and have been just trying to think of highs and lows of this week, but I couldn't really think about anything because this week kind of just felt, as I said, like a routine, like I did all the basics and there wasn't anything, like, super fun or super interesting in my life. So yeah, I don't know, but I do have a few things to say. So I guess let's start off with the lows as always. So I think my first low of this week would definitely be that on Wednesday I had a mental breakdown, which means I just started overthinking everything, and it ended up me crying for at least half an hour. And yeah, like, I am definitely not happy about that because, I don't know, like, I hate being sad and I just don't like that feeling of the mental breakdown feeling, you know, like, just being there overthinking everything and just crying and crying and not being able to stop because those thoughts are just invading your head and it just feels weird, you know? So that definitely was a low this week, that I just started crying again, and I think I hadn't cried in over a week, which is a lot for me because I personally cry a lot, and I don't think I should be putting this out on the internet because I'm putting myself as a very vulnerable person out there, but I kind of am. So yeah, I cried, and the day afterwards my eyes were so puffy and I looked extremely weird, and that also happens to me when I cry a lot. My eyes just tend to get extremely puffy and, like, look weird, and I can't really see that good because obviously they're kind of, like, big. So yeah, that was, I guess, the first low this week. And the second low, which is not really that of a low, it's kind of like a moderate, I don't know, like, it's not bad, but it's also not that good. So that would be that I got the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and I am obviously not able to work out, which makes me sad, so that would kind of be the low, because I was kind of getting back on track because of my injury, you know, but yeah, like, I got the vaccine, which I'm obviously super grateful for, that I am actually able to get that, so that is definitely, like, I guess, good, but at the same time, I hate that, like, I'm not able to work out, because obviously you should rest if you get a vaccine. So that will be kind of the second low. And as a high, which I also didn't really experience that much this week, because as I said, this week kind of felt basic. And I don't know, I'm literally thinking so badly about a high, but I can't really think of anything. So I guess a first high would be that, yeah, now this entire time that I have, because I'm not working out, I'm actually spending it on something productive, like preparing some Christmas presents, because Christmas is around the corner and I really have not been on the grind lately. So I really just need to get some Christmas presents. That's what I've been doing. And I'm also starting to plan my bullet journal for next year. This year I planned like on the computer, you know, like online planning and everything, but I wanted to go back to paper planning for some reason. So that's also what I've been doing. And I don't know, like, I've been just using my time effectively, obviously watching some Netflix, YouTube here and there, but still doing something. So that is definitely one of the big highs out there. And yeah, I think that is all for this week of a high. Well, maybe another high could be that at the beginning of the week, I started working out again, but like with a nice progressive overload, and I felt so, so strong. Like, my front squat is getting so, so much better, and my bench press too. Like, on Wednesday before I got the vaccine, I kind of had a little chest workout, and I kind of had a rep PR on my bench press, which I'm so, so happy about. Like, wow, I've gotten so, so much stronger, which is just awesome. And also my back workouts have been feeling amazing lately, like especially this week's ones. Like, the one I did on Tuesday was awesome. Like, I just had a nice pump and a super good mind-to-muscle connection. So that also was pretty much a high this week. And yeah, that was my week. Hopefully you are having a wonderful start into your week. And yes, I think before we start, I do want to say, please make sure to check out my socials and my TikTok. Well, my socials are my Instagram and my TikTok. So make sure to check both of those out. Both are at Carly_fit. And also maybe leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know that that would really help my podcast out and we would reach a lot more people. So yeah, and definitely also make sure to share this episode with everyone you love, because this is definitely a topic which everyone would like to know, especially if they are in their fitness journey or just trying to be as healthy as possible. So yeah, that is all for the intro, and let's get started. Okay, starting off with my first tip, which is staying hydrated. Staying hydrated and hydration, like, overall is so, so important for our bodies, and also like for like our fitness journey, you know, and staying fit and everything. And I think that during the holidays, especially when we have like all of these Christmas presents or these delicious meals or like your family there, we just tend to neglect drinking water because it's like not one of the biggest priorities out there. And I would say that this is also including myself, because I also just don't think about drinking water while I'm enjoying a delicious meal with my family, you know? Like, it's not one of my biggest priorities in that point, which is fine, but still, like, you gotta remember that drinking water is so, so important, and it will not only, like, help you stay quote-unquote fitter, but it will also, for example, help your digestion, and you'll be able to digest the foods a lot better you're eating. And for me personally, drinking water maybe, like, before a meal or during the meal makes me feel, like, a lot less puffy, because I, like, hate eating and afterwards feeling like I overate, because it's just like a weird feeling and I don't like it, you know? So drinking water definitely helps me with that, and maybe and helps you too. So try that out. And my tip here would be that you could maybe set yourself some alarms on your phone to drink some water, or maybe like take your water bottle with you everywhere you go. Like, there are multiple tips which I share on another episode, which is all about hydration, so make sure to check that out. But my first tip is definitely just to stay hydrated. Remind yourself that drink a glass of water before you eat, or I don't know, but staying hydrated is definitely key if you want to stay fit during the holidays. My second tip would be to go for the higher in protein options. This is also kind of similar to the first one. Like, when we see all of that delicious food out there, we just tend to neglect the protein. We tend to forget that our bodies still need protein, and especially if we're on our fitness journeys and want to keep muscle because we're, like, for example, not really working out, going for the high in protein options is definitely such a great idea, and you should try to do that. That is personally also what I like to do. Like, when I see everything on the table, I kind of like know what is higher in protein and what is a lot, what just has a lot less protein, you know? So I also just really like to go for the higher in protein options, but that doesn't mean that I am not having the foods which are like low in protein. I obviously try those too, but my main priority is most of the times like going for those higher in protein options. And what I would recommend you to do is look around and see, for example, which meals have like meat, different meats like chicken or like, I don't know, pork or steak, you know, like which of the meals has the protein source like from the meat. You can also look for beans. Beans are also super high in protein. Maybe eggs, dairy, fish, or tofu. If you, for example, live in a vegan family and they prepare something with tofu, that will automatically be higher in protein. So be on the lookout for those, and those will definitely secure you a few grams of protein for the gains, you know? And what I also think is like interesting, that if you eat higher in protein, you'll be like fuller for a longer time, and you won't really feel like you have to constantly eat something because you're hungry, because you will be satisfied. Like, your body just will feel great after you ate like a good source of protein, and you probably also won't be overeating, which is the worst feeling ever. So, second tip, go for the higher in protein options. My third tip is to not forget to eat your fruits and veggies. This is also kind of similar to like the last one, that we really just tend to neglect our fruits and veggies while we're on our holidays, because especially like in my family, our like Christmas dinner, for example, does not include any fruits or veggies, like barely any. It's mainly carbs, fats, and protein, but like excluding fruits and veggies. So yeah, and we also, what we like to do is like we have like a huge dinner and everything, and the next few days we just eat leftovers, which means if I will be eating the same for the upcoming 2 days, like I will be getting barely any fruits and veggies in. So yeah, my biggest recommendation out there is just to maybe add some fruits to your dessert, for example, or add some veggies into the actual Christmas meal or so. Like, there are just multiple ways to add fruits and veggies into your diet, but you definitely should remember to eat them. Like, even on Christmas Eve, for example, what we like to do is, like, we have a huge dinner, but in the morning, I like to have my oats with lots of fruit. Or, like, for lunch, I like to have a nice plate of veggies so that I kind of, quote-unquote, secured the fruits and veggies for that day. And, yeah, that's also kind of another tip, I guess, but definitely do not forget to eat your fruits and veggies. They're so, so important, packed with nutrients and minerals, which our bodies just need. And maybe including, as I said, fruits and veggies into your meal, your Christmas meal or New Year's meal, like, will definitely help you get those extra fruits and veggies in, first of all. It will also kind of make you have a better feeling, because for some reason, like, when you have some fruits and veggies for dinner, for example, like with the actual dinner, it just gives you a better feeling, I guess. And also, it will make your meals a lot more nourishing and satisfying, because they're obviously packed with minerals and nutrients and everything, as I said. So yeah, definitely do not forget this. But what I kind of, or what kind of just got into my mind is that maybe a family member or so will judge you if you just add an extra side of veggies onto your plate. And if they think that, or if they have like a rude comment or anything, please just ignore that, because remember that you are doing this for yourself. You are on your fitness journey and you know that you need to eat your fruits and veggies. So if someone in your family or some friends, or I don't know who you celebrate Christmas with, but if someone just tells you that, why are you doing that? Like, why can't you live without your fruits and veggies? Or like, why do you constantly have to be so healthy, you know? Just ignore that, because you have your own reason. And yeah, that actually quite, like, that really happens a lot of times in my family. Like, when I add, for example, some extra veggies, they're like, oh my god, you're so healthy. And I don't know, I just don't like those comments. And that's just what kind of got into my mind, because that literally happened to me last year. So yeah, remember that you're doing this for yourself, and literally F the other's opinions. Like, F it. And yeah, my fourth tip is to take a snack with you. This one is actually, I don't know, like, I don't know if I would do this. While I was thinking about the tips I could share with you, this kind of came into my mind because it just makes sense, you know? If you know that you're, for example, going to have a Christmas meal which does not really fit into your diet, just take a snack with you and have that snack, and you know that you at least secured some macros, you know? Like, that is definitely like a good option if you know that there won't be anything for you. And that is fine. Like, if you are really like on the grind with your fitness journey and you think that those meals do not fit into your diet, it's fine. I do want to say that definitely take care that these thoughts do not become like obsessive and like into some kind of disorder, you know? Like, I just want you to really think about this before you make the decision of not eat anything at the Christmas dinner. Like, really talk to yourself and figure out if the thoughts are actually good or not that good, okay? So that's definitely something I wanna tell you before you make this decision. But I personally, if I know that there won't be anything, it's not that I will bring a snack with me, I would more or less bring some extra foods with me. So I know that I can eat there and like be there with my family and eat while they're eating, but I'm like having the meal which fits into my diet. That is kind of what I would do. So you have the option to just take a snack with you, or to actually bring kind of a entire meal to the Christmas dinner so that you have an option of what you can eat with your family. But yeah, that will be kind of my fourth tip. I'm not 100% sure of this one. Like, definitely let me know if you think that I should, I don't know, like, definitely let me know if you just think differently, you know, or what you think about this one. I think it is an option and it will definitely help you to just stay on track. But yeah, I think that is it for this tip. Now let's get into the fifth one, which is to get outside. Fresh air and nature will definitely clear up your mind. Like, it will make you feel so, so much better. And I think especially in the wintertime, when we're all in our houses with the entire family and friends, just kind of trapped in the house, it's just a weird feeling, because the air kind of turns so, so heavy and it doesn't feel right. Like, at least this really happens to me sometimes when we're a lot of people in my house, for example, celebrating Christmas for multiple days. And yeah, it just tends to get a lot and way too much for me. And I just like to get outside, get some fresh air in, and obviously get the steps in. I know that we barely go out while celebrating Christmas because we're just sitting there talking with the family, opening presents, eating delicious food, and not really thinking about our steps, which is okay too, because like the last point, it's once a year. But still, sometimes it is just nice to actually get your steps in, and that will also help you to stay a bit fitter during the holidays. So get outside, maybe take a friend with you, take a family member with you, and just walk around the neighborhood, for example, and get some steps in. Because that will not only help out clear up your mind, get more steps in, but obviously also get some fresh air in, which is very important after literally staying in your house for at least one whole day. So yeah, that was my fifth tip, to go outside, get some fresh air in. My sixth tip is to find creative ways to work out. Working out during the holiday season is definitely controversial, and I know that a lot of family members or like friends critique this. My family does too. They think like, why do you need to work out? You're like, it's the holidays. It's about family. But personally, I like working out during the holidays because the extra food gives me extra power. That's just the way I see it. And that equals more gains. So yeah, but definitely like working out is not one of the biggest priorities during the holidays, which is fine too, because you probably just want to spend time with your family, eat good food, open your presents and stuff. So that is okay too. But sometimes, like, if you really want to work out but you know that you have barely any time or space and the gyms are maybe closed, you just gotta find creative ways to work out. And with creative, I mean really just using what is in your house and the limited space you have. It doesn't even have to be like a big space. Like, it could be kind of like the space of your closet or something, like super small, because for example, jumping or jumping jacks or doing squats, like, you don't need any space for that, and that is awesome. So what I recommend is to definitely, for example, use some Christmas ornaments as dumbbells. For example, if you have something heavy, like something Christmas themed related, which is heavy, like, you could use you could easily use that as a dumbbell, and like, for example, do squats or anything. Or like, even with water bottles at home, like, there are so many ways. And also, like, for example, just doing like a 5-minute session of jumping jacks or like jumping squats, or like just like exercises which actually elevate your heart rate, like, that could be a quick workout. Like, it doesn't have to be so long. It can be like the simplest thing ever, and there you have it, a nice quick sweat sesh. Super easy. So finding creative ways to work out will definitely help you just stay fit during the holidays, but also like maybe get a quick workout in. And my last tip, which is my seventh one, is to get a workout buddy. Not only working out can be difficult, but also being motivated to work out. And I think that during the Christmas time, you definitely have at least one family member around which can help you to work out, or like, you guys could work out together, which is even better, and you can motivate each other. So why not just get someone and make that person your workout buddy? Like, I think that's a big fat yes. And this one could actually kind of be difficult, but also easy. It could be difficult if the person you're choosing is lazy and doesn't really want to work out, but if the person is really into working out, you two guys like would make the perfect pair and just the perfect workout couple, you know? And yeah, like, you could easily do a couple workout. There are so many couple workouts on the internet which are actually nice, quick, and actually like effective. So that could be something. Or you could just easily go out for a walk together, go for a run together. And yeah, like, super simple, but getting a workout buddy will help you to stay a bit more on track, will definitely like motivate you a lot, and at the end of the day, that will help you stay fit during the holidays. Yeah, I think those were all of my tips, 7 tips, which are hopefully like in some way able to help you. I will definitely implement them in this Christmas season and also New Year season, like, for example, staying hydrated, going for the higher in protein options, also not forgetting to eat my fruits and veggies, and going outside, because I can't stay in with everyone around. The smell of the food, the smell of everything, like, I need fresh air. So those are the ones I will be implementing in my holiday season this year. But before I end, I do want to tell you that please do not stress about staying fit during the holidays, because I do believe that the holidays are there to be thankful for what you have, and to be thankful for your family, that you're able to spend that beautiful time of the year with your family. So do not stress about food, workouts, calories, whatever. Just try to be present, try to be there with your family, and at the end of the day, you will really, really enjoy this holiday season, which is coming up. So yeah, that's just my little reminder out there. I definitely will try to stress less about this. I think last year it was kind of stressy for me. way too many thoughts in my head about what I was eating. But this year, I'm just grateful to be alive, grateful to be with my family, and grateful to have everything I need. So yeah, definitely remember to just be grateful for everything and spend some beautiful time with your family. So yeah.
Thank you.